Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this first Arcturian Circle teleconference. Today is Sunday, September 18th, and we have a few folks on the line. This is my name is Debbie Johnstone, and I welcome you tonight, and I'm very excited about this evening's call. Tonight, the call will be divided into two components. The first part will be questions and answers. And shortly after that, once we get through the question and answer period, you can ask any questions that you would like of the Arcturian Circle, and I will bring through the answers from them to you. And then we will move into a second phase or a second segment of the call, which will be a guided journey. A guided journey, you might want to say that it's very similar to a meditation. And the Arcturian Circle will guide us through a journey to meet our twin souls. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that once we get to that part, but I think you'll enjoy it. We've done it a couple of times before, and people have had very great experiences from it. So I'm going to let you know that I have a friend here. Her name is Colleen, who is assisting me. She'll be manning the computer tonight and assisting when you would like to raise a question. Tonight, we only have a few folks on the line because our intention for this evening was to test the software and to test the telephone system that we're using. And so if we have some technical difficulties, please bear with us. We're just learning. And so let's just get started from here. In order to ask a question, all you need to do is hit or depress on your telephone the asterisk and then the 5 key. When you do that, a little we will know that you've raised your hand, and we will turn off the mute, and you will be able to speak to me, and I will be speaking to the Arcturian Circle. So with that said, I'm going to turn it over to you guys, and if anyone has a question, please hit the star and the 5 key on their phone, and we will get started with our question and answer segment. Questions, anyone? All righty. We have lots of people out there, but no questions. All right, so why don't I do this? Let me open the Arcturian Circle for channeled information. And how about if I give you a short segment from the Arcturians on kind of where we are from an energetic standpoint? I have no idea what they're going to say or what they're going to mention about the energies of late, but just give me a few moments and I'll get connected. And then if you have questions after that, you feel free. And if not, we'll move right into the segment of the journey. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us this evening. We're very excited that you are here with us this evening, and we're very excited to meet with you. We understand that many of you have been going through some challenging times of late, whether it be physical things, illnesses, or just plain old lots and lots of challenges when it comes to just trying to do your everyday job, your everyday activities. And we want you to know you're not the only ones going through this at this time. We know that it feels like you're walking through mud. In other words, it feels like it's kind of sludge type energy, or perhaps a better way to say that is that you feel very tired. It feels like every step that you take is laden down with heavy energy. And we want you to know that simply because there's been many, many amazing shifts of late, and so much of the heavy, dense energies that are present on Mother Earth right now are leaving. But you get to experience them a little bit as they leave. Mother Earth is cleansing deeper than she has cleansed before. There's many, many lots and lots and many, many energies of light and love just transcending the planet. And there was a huge, huge leap in mass consciousness around the 11th of September of this year. When so many hearts and minds join together in unity for many events, there have been so many events of late, whether it was earth events of great magnitude or simply remembrances of things past. When people join their hearts and join their minds together, it amplifies the energy. And because people want to help each other through these events that have been taking place, the catastrophes, the fires, the earthquakes, and the remembrances of events of many years ago, 10 years ago, September 11th, there was a monumental leap in consciousness. It is so exciting for us to be able to feel that energy and the consciousness of the planet becoming more enlightened and more lighter. But while that happens, the denser energies that still exist on the planet have to go someplace. And it creates a bit of energies coming in, energies going out, and a bit of confusion. And it feels like you're running into these pockets of dense energy from time to time. So you're going around your day, and all of a sudden, out of the middle of nowhere, your car won't start. A headache comes on. You experience somebody who's very upset. And an hour later, you experience just pure joy and happiness. And it's simply because as you move throughout your day, as these energies are moving away from the earth, you're moving into pockets of denser energies that are releasing from Mother Earth. But there's lots and lots of joy and happiness coming onto the planet as well. Your job is simply to stay very centered and grounded during these times. And we suggest that one of the best things that you can do when you discover or run into the energies is simply to do your best to detach from them and sequester yourself, providing yourself lots of rest and extra sleep is probably one of the best things that you can do to get through these challenging times. Mother Earth is ascending. Mother Earth is raising her vibration, and she can't do it without your assistance. And that means you staying centered and you keeping joy and love in your heart centers as well. So we ask you, when you come to a place, a point where you feel frustrated, you feel overwhelmed, simply cocoon yourself for a period of time. Allow yourself extra sleep, extra rest, and take care of yourself beyond anything. This is not the time to not take care of yourself. Because when you take care of yourself and put yourself first, take care of your health, take care of your happiness, those energies spread out and allow others to do the same. So we ask you to think about protecting yourself, taking care of yourself and loving yourself, providing yourself what you need, and ensure give that to yourself. And we are assuring you that when you do that, by providing yourself what you need, staying centered and resting, you will provide yourself the space and the time that you need to get through these challenging times. We will stop at this point and open again to see if anyone has any questions. Remember, if you would like to ask a question, all you have to do is hit the star or the asterisk on your telephone and then the 5 key. Hello. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Faye Kelly.
Hi, Faye.
Hi. I just want to thank the Arcturians for the great message because, you know, as I was listening to that, I thought this came at a perfect time. people are kind of frazzled at work, and, you know, some of the drivers are frazzled, and you know, kind of crazy things are happening right now. And a reminder to get myself to bed earlier is really good. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Faye, for joining us this evening. I think one of the – I should probably tell you that the visual that I was given during that part about the energies being – having higher vibrating energies on the planet, a change in mass consciousness, and then also the releasing of lower, denser vibration, they gave me a visual that I find very, very interesting. And I will do my best to explain what they shared with me, because I think it will help people to understand what you encounter and why. You know, one moment you feel like you're in a good space, and a few minutes later you hit another pocket, and all of a sudden, whammo, you feel like you've run into a wall. And I think, if I remember, Faye, you've had a couple of those experiences lately.
Yes, for darn sure.
Yeah, not to use you as an example, but so the picture that they shared with me was really an interesting one. And it was, they showed me nothing in particular as far as the place, but it was like a scene from outside. And if you were looking out a window at the, just the outside, let's say you're looking out your window from home, and they shared with me lots of images of looking like smoke radiating off the land or the earth, and it wasn't smoke, it was energy. It looked anywhere from light gray to dark gray, and even some black spots. And then there was lots of pockets of yellow and pink and even a little bit of orange, which they showed me was the pretty amazing lighter energies. But they were so interspersed, it made total sense to me why you can be in a good space at one moment and you haven't really changed anything other than moving or going to a different place, and all of a sudden you hit a pocket and you're not really sure what's happening. Very confusing energies, and then if you continue on, you may hit that once or twice more, and then other higher vibrating energies you may hit as well. So that was kind of interesting that they shared that with me, and they continued to tell me that we're probably in this this type of scenario for probably another 11 to 14 days, and then it will be a lot clearer, and the energies will be feeling a lot more clear, a lot more vibrant, and we won't feel, especially those of us that are feelers and a lot more energy sensitive, we won't feel that back and forth confusing type energies. And I know you and I personally have talked, if you follow astrology, it has felt a bit like being in Mercury retrograde, even though that's
right.
So thanks, Faye. Anything else? We appreciate you joining us this evening.
No, it was great to hear it's going to be 11 or 16 days and not two more years, because it's funny how they picked up on the question in my mind. I wasn't going to ask it because it's kind of time-bound, but I was wondering, wow, how much longer is this going to go on? So that's good news. Thank you.
Yeah, we'll say yippee to that one. All right,
thanks.
Take care, Faye. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Anybody else have questions? And I think this is Patty?
Yes, it's Patty.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Debbie. I have a question in regards to relationships. I know you're assisting me with mine, but I can't imagine I'm the only person out in the world that's having a difficulty with a relationship. And I wanted to know if Arcturians can offer any assistance with the different types of energies from different people when two people can't connect.
Absolutely, and thanks for asking that question. Relationships is something that the Arcturians really do like to speak about, because that's simply the reason why we're all here. we're all in physical form because we have chosen to be in physical form. And when you're in physical form, there's other physical forms around you, which means you have to interact with people. We all are here because we want to be loved and because we want to love others. Relationships can be an absolutely amazing thing, and yet they can also be a great teacher, and they can also be sometimes very difficult. Now more than ever, having those around you that you love feels really wonderful, because we're moving into, you know, we are at times right now when the outside world is very external, or the external world is very focused on lots of, we will say 3D activity, but lots of things are going on in the world, from the job situation, money situations, governmental situations, and many, many other things. So this is the time where you want to be at home with those that you love. And it's harder now because this is the time when people are finding whether they really, really are matched energetically to the ones that they love. You can obviously love someone very dearly and not be of the same vibration. And what do we mean by being of the same vibration? You all probably have experienced this at one time or another. We know that Debbie experiences this very, very often in the work that she does with the animals. And we see her learning and navigating through this space even more than usual, because the energies, people are in different spaces. And when you are with somebody that is in a different state, and we like to use the word vibration, but let us back up just a little bit and explain what we mean by that. As everything is energy in this universe, even things that look solid and material are energy, they're denser energy. The energy that's within you and your bodies are made out of energy, and your emotions and your mental state are energy. And when you are at a particular state in your life or your evolution, you vibrate at a specific rate. Varies from time to time, and as you learn and as you grow and as you expand, your vibratory rate increases. It gets a little bit finer, a little bit higher. And have you ever met somebody and you just could not seem to communicate with them? Usually that means that that person is in a very, very different vibratory rate than you are. They may be speaking the same language, but the energy behind what they are saying is not the same as the energy behind what you are saying. And it really doesn't matter how, where you are, where they are, if you do not come from the same vibratory state, the same place in your heart and the same place in your mind, it can be very, very difficult for you to communicate. And communication is really the key to a really loving relationship. One of the best things that you can do when you are not able to communicate with somebody, if you are unable to shift your vibration to match theirs and they are unable to shift their vibration to match yours, one of the best things you can do to assist that relationship is to let go. And humans are not accustomed to letting go. You're taught from when you were young to work through everything and make things work no matter what. Letting go is probably one of the best things and the highest things that you can do for yourself and them. And in letting them go, you allow them to learn and you allow yourself to learn, and you may come back to a point where you'll be able to hear each other. But because the energies today, not specifically today, but the energies that are going on planet Earth are so magnified at this point in time, and because there is such great energies and emotions around the planet of what's going on, people are in a state where they really want to be with somebody that cares about them and understands them. But that doesn't necessarily mean, again, if you love someone, it does not necessarily mean that you can be in a relationship with them. And we encourage anyone that's having difficulties of not being heard by someone they love, or that you aren't able to really understand the person that you love, it might be time to just simply let go of that individual. Because when you let go, you break the energetic connection you have with them, and you allow them to learn and to grow at a rate and a pace that's good for them, and it allows the same to happen for you. Letting go is one of the kindest things that you can do for yourself and one of the kindest things that you can do for someone else. And true letting go means true detachment and not having any expectations for an outcome. And true letting go means you're really allowing them to be who they need to be at this particular time. But this is also a time that we would say that it's very, 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 very good for you to be with those that love you. And so when you vibrate love from your heart center, we guarantee you that someone, many, many people that vibrate like that will be near you. We thank you for that question, and we ask if you have anything else you would like to ask about that.
No, I think that answered it.
Thank you, Patty, for asking.
Sure. Thank you, Debbie. I appreciate it.
I'm just doing a quick check. We probably have time for one or two more questions. Does anyone else have a question? If you do, remember, just hit the star or the asterisk and the 5 key. All right. Thank you, everybody, for your questions. And we, the Arcturian Circle, really appreciates you asking. And please know that you, if you have additional questions that you weren't able to ask this evening, you can always send them to my website. I see that we have one more question, it looks like, from Faye.
Hi, Debbie. I was going to wait and see if anyone... I thought I'd chime in now since it seems like we got a couple of minutes left.
Sure.
That was really a good question, the last one, about, you know, not being able to connect. This is kind of a tough one, I know, and it's probably individual, but I find this more comes up in my work, that I have to be around people that... we're just really not on the same wavelength, and you know their energy can be upsetting. How do you manage to vibrate love when you're really not in a place that you really don't feel like it?
That's
how do you get to that place?
Let me ask the Arcturian Circle to respond to you. One moment.
Thank you.
So, Faye, we understand the question you're asking. And it's the good one. It's a good one. It's the how do you stay in a space of where you want to be in peace and harmony and happiness, and then have to, again, we will use the phrase work, exist in the 3D world for a period of time, and then how do you go back to your safe space? There's a few suggestions that we would make for you. Going back and forth isn't as easy for everyone. Some people can manage and navigate that back and forth energy of being able to shift their vibration enough so that they can be heard, especially when their jobs require them to do that. But it can take a toll energetically and physically on you. So we're going to give you a couple of suggestions. Maybe a couple of more than a couple of more, but let us start and offer you a few suggestions. The first one we would say is that when you are in a situation where you need to speak and be heard and to have a response come back from someone, you need to be in a communication that is flowing back and forth, and you know that you're going into the situation and you know that it is not always a place where you feel comfortable or you don't always feel energetically aligned to the energy, prepare yourself. And one of the best things that you can do to prepare yourself is before going into that situation is to create the situation in a way in your mind that will allow it to work for both of you. And you've heard us and probably read a bit about what we believe. You can create a situation where it will flow both ways, but our suggestion is that you set a very strong intent that you will be able to go into the situation, the experience, the meeting, whatever, and that you will be able to alter your vibration in a way that will be easy for you to handle, and when you leave, you will be able to alter the vibration back. So another way to say that is you will set an intent that you will have a communication that works very well for both of you, and that you will do so in a very free-flowing and easy way, and then feel good afterwards. But the crux of what we're trying to say is that you have to consciously set an intention for you to go into that space in an easy way, feel good about it, and then come out and leave, and you're done. If you think about these situations where you have to come in and out of these energies in a way without actually thinking and setting a conscious intention that it works for you, you're actually probably setting more of a block for yourself.
Oh, okay.
So use a conscious intention. This will work for me. I will get in and get out quickly, and I'll feel good afterwards. If you're concerned about it or you're thinking about, I really don't want to do this, you're actually creating some blockage in the energy. You can do these things, but you have to consciously create them the way you want them to work. The other thing we would suggest is be very conscious of your energy. If you're constantly putting yourself in situations where you're feeling drained, you may want to really think about, are you doing what you're really aligned with doing in your life? And that's certainly not a question we can talk and answer about tonight, but we can tell you that you can make them easier. It doesn't necessarily mean, are you really doing something you really love to do? Does that make sense to you, Faye?
Oh, absolutely. I really appreciate the clarification. And I think the thing about thinking about it ahead of time, like if I have to work on the floor for 4 hours, thinking about it ahead of time with the idea that it's going to flow well, and then when I leave, make a conscious effort to get myself back in a good place, that's really good. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Use some imagery. You know, what's one of your favorite things to do? If you like to swim, think about, you know, going into the water and you do it really easily and you're enjoying it. But really put yourself in a good feeling place. Don't create any blockages where, you know, you've done this before, you know you're going to do it again, and you're not going to like it. So that creates some blockages. Create it. You're powerful, powerful, powerful being. You have the ability to create things the way you want them to flow. But the key is being conscious about it, meaning you think about it ahead of time.
Okay, I'm going to take that dolphin energy and work with me.
Thank you again for asking us another question, Faye. You take care.
Thank you. Bye.
We are going to move into the segment of the journey. We want you to get very comfortable. This will probably take somewhere between 10 to 15 minutes.